I mean, it's such a broad concept. You know, how can you even begin to characterize what music is? Like ting 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 tapping on your shoe, that's music, I guess. Humming a little song in your mind, not even through your mouth, that's music. Why not? You know, language is music. You say the same thing over and over. You say the same thing over and over. You say the same thing over and over, 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 and it becomes a song, you know? So no, I can't even imagine a world without music. It's certainly enriched my life. I mean, you know, sometimes it's been the only thing I've had. I
I
often
mean,
wonder if I would even be
yeah, I would
around if
say
it wasn't
I
for
don't like
music.
music anymore.
Looking back, it's been a total waste of time. I wish I spent all that time reading books or doing something that would enrich my mind. Instead, I was tapping out these primal rhythms on my shoes all day in class, you know, thinking of nothing. If I could go back in time, for sure I would change that. That would be the first thing I would change.
What's it like being a drummer?
Well, you know, it's probably the best member of any band. Certainly the humblest member. It's not your face on the cover of all those magazines. You know, it's the singer or the guitarist, maybe. But no, we just hide in the background and we hold the
I mean, it
band
would
up.
kill me
How little people pay attention to the drummer. You know, it's almost like you're not even in the band a lot of the time. I remember one of our press releases said, "Oh, think about life as these two people plus their drum machine, which they call Matt Shane." Like I'm a machine. I'm not even a real person. You know, come on. Take me out and see how it goes. You know, good luck. Yeah, nobody ever, they don't want to interview the drummer. If they have to interview one person, it's going to be the singer. If they have to interview a secondary
You
person,
could
it's going to be the
omit a rhythm
guitarist, you know.
guitar.
You could omit a bass. Chances are nobody would notice. You take out the drums, everybody is going to notice. It's the core. I mean, what is a band without drums? You know, some bands don't have drums, but for any rock band, it's totally essential.
So, I think a lot of people overlook the drummer, and that's just really, really sad.
Well, the Montreal music scene has been getting a lot of attention for the past couple of years, with bands like Arcade Fire and Wolf Parade hitting the world stage. I just wondered what it was like to come of age in such a scene as Montreal's.
Well, you know, everyone has to come from somewhere, and I'm not even from Montreal. I'm not even going to tell you where I'm from. And it seems to me that most of the bands in Montreal don't come from this
You
city
know, I
either.
mean, the media loves to glom onto these places and talk about them being the next big scene, as though all of a sudden all these bands are coming out of that one place instead of any other city. It's almost like they're systematically going to take every single city in North America and talk about that being the next big scene. It was Seattle, it was Austin, Texas, it was Minneapolis, it was Chapel Hill, Olympia,
Brooklyn, Oakland, San Diego, Gainesville, Florida, Winnipeg,
and now
Manitoba.
Montreal. You know, give me a break. People talk about how these seminal bands have suddenly put Montreal on the map. You know, like, what
What
map?
map?
What are you even
Has anyone
talking
seen
about?
this map? What does it even mean?
But has it helped us? Oh, yes, certainly. Yeah, I mean, it was a fabulous time to be making music here. There was a lot of excitement, a lot of people coming to check out your show. Everybody's looking for the new big thing. You know, you kind of feel like you have a chance all of a sudden. It was kind of an amazing thing to be a part of.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your musical influences, maybe some of the bands that got you into music in the first place?
Sure. My style of drumming has often been described as an amalgamation of electronic dance music, drum and bass, or house. and more thrashy punk rock hardcore kind of stuff. I've been drumming since I was about 13 or 14. There's been years of my life that I've spent tapping away with my fingers on a table or on shoes or whatever. Just generally driving people nuts. But when I really started listening to music was when I started to get into punk rock. There was one or two bands that I started listening to, and then I would go downtown to see them. And just that whole experience of being downtown in an area that was so far removed from my comfortable suburban reality really had an effect on me.
And the music was so loud and aggressive.
You know, it was something my parents would never understand, and I loved that about it.
But it wasn't just fuck you, mom and dad, fuck you, suburbs.
There was a politic there. There was a do-it-yourself ethos that I really related to at that time. I liked the fact that you could build your own band, you could build your own scene, you could buy yourself a van if you wanted.
And there would be other kids in other cities that would be really excited to see you play. And that was a really empowering thing for us.
Why was that empowering?
Well, I grew up in an age of huge spectacle. I mean, I was told exactly how to be cool. You just buy this, drink this, wear this, talk like this, listen to this, ask your parents for this. They did all the work for us. You just sit back and watch. But I never really liked movies or TV. I just watched that stuff because my friends did. Now I could actually build something, make something, watch it grow without anyone's help. And people would care. They probably had their own project. You know how it is to have a project, to be on a quest. It's all you can think about. Paradise.